Hi, everybody. Thank you so much for that. We're here to share some good stuff, and I have a whole pile of it. How about you, Mike?
I have nothing.
Oh, well, you work on that, and I'll talk about Tri-State Livestock News.
Okay.
All right, Tri-State Livestock News is the commercial cattleman's publication located in the heart of one of the greatest beef cow-calf producing regions in the world. This area is home to many of America's most astute ranchers, reputable commercial cow herds, high-performance feeder cattle, progressive auction markets, purebred beef cattle leaders, and top-notch horse operations leading sheep producers. You want to in on some of this information? All you have to do is go to tsln.com. Subscribe today for Tri-State Livestock News. Why?
Because that's what ranchers read.
That's right.
And the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to spend a little time in our neck of the woods. That's north central Nebraska, right smack dab in Cherry County. Valentine, the very north central part of Cherry County as well. 4 million acres of sandhills, grasslands, a little farming, lots of cows. You can learn more by going to visitvalentine.com.
And we were recently in Brookings, South Dakota. They had a summer festival going on, which of course entails lots of vendors. And one of the vendors, Nancy Nelson Kremer of Brandon, South Dakota, let me take some pictures of some of her dish towels. For example, lead me not into temptation. Oh, who am I kidding? Follow me. I know a shortcut. Here's one. I don't know how to act my age. I have never been this old before. Oh, I didn't mean to push all your buttons. I was just looking for the mute button. The only thing better than having you for a dad is my kids having you for a grandpa. That's pretty amazing, I thought. Nancy Nelson Kremer of Brandon, South Dakota, was willing to let me use those for the good stuff to share with all of you.
All righty then. Well, I still have nothing, so you continue on.
All right. Happiness is a state of mind. This is shared with Jim years ago from Kay Jorgensen. The best kind of friend is the kind you can sit on a porch and swing with, never say a word, and then walk away feeling like it was the best conversation you ever had. Giving someone all your love is never an assurance that they'll love you back. Don't expect love in return. Just wait for it to grow in their heart. But if it doesn't, be content it grew in yours. May you have enough happiness to make you sweet, enough trials to make you strong, enough sorrow to keep you human, enough hope to make you happy. Always put yourself in others' shoes. If you feel that it hurts you, it probably hurts the other person too.
Here's something about our diets. I did find something.
You did find something? Okay, well, carry on.
Something at the bottom of the pile here that came from Troy Height. We're going to talk about that.
Very good.
So it says, say hello to Bob Petterman. I grew up in Wybox and remember going to his ranch several times. Dad used to give talks about arrowheads at his digs. I wish I was a little closer. I'd love to see the heritage of the Old West tonight. Anyway, a program that Jim used to do. So here's that awful poem. All right.
Oh, are we ever eagerly anticipating?
Talking about fast food. So get that in your head there.
All right.
If there's a syntax on my ding dong and my ho-hos become no-nos and I can't deep fry my taters because there's trans fat in them, JoJo's. If my Lucky Charms get banned and I'm stuck with shredded wheat because some guy in charge in Washington thinks I need to see my feet. If the mad cow takes my burger down and the bees leave me with no honey, and the crops don't get pollinated this year because my cell phone made them funny. If the corn gets all used for ethanol, and they quit making my Doritos, and MSG gets outlawed in the States, well, there goes Chinese food and Cheetos. Well, then my life is pretty much over, and this country that I used to love will stink. So I'm begging us all, let's stop this mess before the fat man becomes extinct.
All righty then.
There you go. That's my two cents worth
today.
That's
words to live by, I have to say. Hey, thank you so much for listening. We love having you on stations like Goodland, Kansas, KLOE 730 AM, and Dickinson, North Dakota, KXDI 93.9 FM, Driving Country, Dakota Territory.
That's the good stuff.